The St Patrick's Day just gone is one that we won't be forgetting for a while. We'll talk about it for years to come. And on the evening of St Patrick's Day, the Taoiseach addressed the nation with some sobering words. It's the calm before the storm, before the surge. And it will come. And when it does, never will so many expect so much of so few. Speaking of the increased numbers and the surge of cases of coronavirus that are to be expected over the coming weeks. And there is that sense that as a nation we're getting ourselves ready, we're steadying ourselves for what is to come, we're preparing. And just yesterday I also heard Dr. Sam McConkey, who's an infectious diseases expert, say that really what's coming is like a slow and breaking tsunami crashing over us. Scary enough when we think about it. We've seen an increased number of storms in recent years. We have the orange weather warnings, or even sometimes the red with Ophelia. And Storm Ophelia was probably the last real emergency we faced in Ireland, where we all sat up and paid notice, had to pay attention to it. But this is different. And coronavirus is not just in this corner of the world, but spread right across it. This is a pandemic. Everyone is in the same boat, facing the same threat. It's certainly unprecedented in our times anyway. We're headed into a storm. And Psalm 93 would remind us that even then the Lord reigns. Verse 1, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty, armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. And you are from all eternity. God is the King who is majestic, he is mighty. There is no one and nothing stronger. He is the Lord God Almighty. And as he sits on his throne, he sits not only over the world, but we can see his throne in this world as he establishes it. In Psalm 8 and verse 1 we read that the heavens declare how great God is. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name, how majestic it is in all the earth. And you set your glory above the heavens. And we can see something of God's greatness around us. In Romans 1 and verse 20 we read that God's invisible attributes, that they're made known. They're made known in his creation. We can see his power, we can see his wisdom around us. And so God has established this world, and it works in a consistent way. It's the very foundation of science, really. It answers the how the world works. But the focus of faith is a little different. It answers the question of who. Who is the one who has made this world? And who sustains it? Who works it, if you like? And when we see it, who it is the God who sits on his throne, who has never been overthrown. He's never been defeated. And so his world will not be overthrown. He has established it secure. The virus that spreads around our world, bringing the COVID-19 infection disease with it, look, it takes us by surprise. We're not used to it. These days, because of the advance of medicine that fights infectious diseases, because of the levels of hygiene we have, the technology we have in this modern world, and this kind of thing belongs to another era, really, in history. And yet there have been widespread and devastating infectious diseases in the past, be it the Spanish flu in the last century, or perhaps even further back, the bubonic plague or the Black Death, that have been devastating, that have brought great suffering. And yet, humanity has survived. And yet, the world has endured. It is established. And we're trying to establish things these days as well. The government and the leaders of our country are trying to establish plans and preparations so that we'll be ready for this emergency. And maybe just in our very own homes, we're trying to establish a rhythm and a routine to our days, just to bring that little bit of sanity in our lives as we work from home. But really what we are looking for in these ways is control. We're seeking to establish some control, and yet if we're very honest, what's happening is beyond us, beyond our ultimate control, and yet not beyond God's. For our security is found in his hands. He is the Lord who reigns over the roaring and raging seas. Verse 3, the seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. But mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. A tsunami that's going to crash over us. I'm sure you've seen the charts of coronavirus from China, or even from Italy, or the pictures from there. But if you look at the charts and you look at the numbers, you know that we're trying to flatten that curve. But it's a curve. It goes up to a height and down the other side, and it looks the very, very shape of a wave that's going to come crashing over us. And yet it's not just the virus, is it? Fear and anxiety are rising too. We're worried for not only ourselves, but those we love, for those who are most at risk, maybe even for jobs that are lost or are under threat. Fear is on the rise, like a mighty crashing wave. But so is information. The news is changing on the hour, or certainly on the day, and there are so many updates. There's social media opinions and blogs from experts. Blogs don't usually matter so much, but now they've been told that this blog could save lives. But there's just so many blogs like that, so many opinions. The information just swelling like a crashing wave. Do you know, all of this together, it can feel a bit overwhelming, really. And maybe in your life at the moment, things have changed. It seems like we're adjusting to a new world order, and it feels like you're all at sea. It's chaotic, it's messy. You're trying to establish some rhythm and order at home with your schooling of kids, maybe, or working from home, or living or managing expectations that are made on you or come from within. And to be honest, it can be very messy, can feel all too much. But to be honest, this is a normal response to a great threat like this. Verse 3, it's not too hard to picture, is it? All these seas and waves have lifted up, Lord. They have lifted up their voice. They have lifted up their pounding waves. And when we feel them crashing over us, we can say, mightier than the thunders of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. So can I encourage you and encourage us to take our eyes off the coronavirus, to not be obsessed with it, but rather to take it to God and put our eyes on him. The psalm invites us to pray to him and to praise him and to see him as above all of this, as above it. We can lift our eyes to him, knowing that he, in the end, will be the one who brings order in the chaos, who brings peace in the midst of the storm. Do you know, as the Taoiseach spoke on Tuesday night, he wanted to bring some calm. And in an ironic way, as he spoke on the news, he said, look, you're going to have to take a break from the news. It can be overwhelming at times. You're going to have to switch off your social media. And you know what just struck me as strange? A strange thing when the leader of our country had to say that. Had to tell us to actually turn off from our digital world. We're just so connected to it, aren't we? We're just so involved, so immersed in it. There are expectations made of us at the moment, and maybe you're struggling to meet them in terms of your family at home or your work. But in a sense, really, at the end of the day, what we're being told to do is go, be at home if you can, take time with those you love, and let's just weather this out. Let's just wait. Be present with those around you. Limit your social media. Be still. And yet, to be honest, what I see in many people is a kicking into overdrive. And there are lots of people, lots of organisations who are really looking to help those around them and are genuine about it and offering all kinds of resources to do that. But also there are people who are offering many courses or opportunities or products at the moment. And there are opportunities that are just overwhelming. Opportunities that are maybe even just opportunistic. People trying to make their own way in all of this. But also there can be the internal expectations that just lead to a restlessness and a hurry. How will we find the peace that can wait this out? We might picture it and aim for it, but how do we find it? Well, there's the peace that God brings. Verse 5 here says, "Your words are your statutes, Lord, they stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days." And God's words or his statutes stand firm, just like the world stands firm. That's how God rules with his word. And so in Genesis 1, when there was waters threatening to overcome and overwhelm, and he set boundaries for them. Job 38 and verse 11 remembers this. "This far may you come and no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt." And so when Jesus was in the middle of a storm on the boat with his disciples, and he just spoke words, simple, "Peace, be still." And in Mark 4:31, they ask, "Who is this that even the wind and waves obey him? Who is this that can calm a storm with his very word?" Verse 5 here, we're reading in this psalm that his words establish his rule. And so for us to know that calm in our storm is to live under his word, as followers of his, to be obedient, to be faithful to him in these days, to be self-controlled in our living, as he tells us to be, to live at peace with what he wants of us, not what we'd even have for ourselves or others would have of us. The Lord reigns over the seas that roar and rage. In these days, we can trust that when we feel overwhelmed. He is the one who brings us peace. Matt Redmond, in one of his songs, says this: "When I am in the storm is not in me. You will be my peace. I'll wait here." That's my prayer for us in these days, that as we face into this coronavirus storm, as we make our way through it, that storm will not be in us, but we will know God's peace and be able to offer it to others, the peace that Christ alone brings. The Lord reigns. Amen.